You're listening to a podcast from Victory. What does a life set apart for God's purposes look like? Discover more in week 3 of our series, Forward.
It's our third week as we started the Forward series last time. And I just want to say that we divided this series to it's a total of 9 weeks. And we divided it by 3 because we want to highlight based on how we define a disciple. All right, because we as a movement, church movement, we highlight what the Lord has called us to do. We're here to honor God and make disciples. And the way we define a disciple is someone who follows Jesus. So nag-start po tayo nito for the next 3 weeks at magtatapos tayo ngayon. And then next Sunday po, we're starting a new one, which is the way to follow Jesus is also for us to fish for other people. So hindi lang po ito na nag-follow lang natin si Jesus. At the same time, a disciple, automatically, is a person who just basically share his faith and fish for other people. I'd like to ask everyone to stand on your feet right now again in reverence with the Word of God as we read our text today. It's in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 13 to 16. Here's what it says. Verse 13, therefore, preparing your minds for action and being sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance. But as he who called you is holy, so also be holy in all your conduct, since it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy. For this is the word of the Lord for all of us. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you that truly you are our head, our leader, our Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord God, that our faith hinged on who you are, to your person, your work, to your death, burial, and your resurrection. Lord, I thank you that you'll create in us a hunger and thirst for you like never before. May we answer the call of growing, Father God, as a disciple that we may move forward. And I'm asking you, Holy Spirit, that you give us a spirit of revelation, that you cause us to be the disciple that you want us to be. Bless the preaching of your word and bless your people today. We give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. And everyone would say, amen. Please take your seats. Alam niyo po, nag-start po tayo with the main character himself. And that is Peter, okay? And so we're going to talk about that. Everything that we talk about here based on his life and what he wrote and his story and his experience growing up. But before anything else, I'd like to ask you a question. All right? Siguro, umpisaan ko muna sa mga mag-asawa, di ba? Sino po rito may asawa? Raise up your hands. If you're married, okay, may kinakasama ka rito. I just want to ask you today, are there any things that you want your spouse to be changed? Is there something in the life of your spouse or spouses in our relationship that you know that my wife, my husband needs to change? Meron ba? I'm sure there is. I'm sure walking for months and even for years that you've been together, I know there are certain attitudes, there are certain ways, all right? There are some patterns that somehow you want change. Tama ba? Ganun din, tayong mga anak, may mga nakikita po tayo sa mga magulang natin, all right, to our own parents, to mom and dad, si nanay, si tatay, na nakikita natin, kailangan magbago si tatay. Dapat ganito na siya. O kailangan si nanay, ano ba naman si nanay, ganito pa rin. Gusto ko magbago siya, gusto ko magkaroon siya ng breakthrough, gusto ko na magbabago rin siya. Meron po din tayong mga nakikita sa buhay natin, lalo na sa pamilya natin, na kailangan pagbago. Tama po ba yan? Ganon din sa mga magkakapatid, di ba? Lalo na pag hindi kayo nagkakaunawaan, meron mga hidwaan, may mga, di ba, sitwasyon na you don't see eyeball to eyeball, you're not in agreement with, and you begin to question and you say, you know, sana magbago tong kapatid ko na to. Hindi lang kapatid ko, dapat yung kaibigan ko. Lalo na siguro yung mga nasa opisina, yung boss natin, yung ka-office mate natin, okay, yung mga nag-iintriga sa atin na ayaw mo na, na pinupolitika ka, na sinasagasaan ka, na deep within you, I want change, I'm crying out for change. And guess what? I'm going to ask you a question today. Sometimes, we tend to look to other people and say, kailangan magbago siya. Kailangan, ba't ganito siya? We try to question. We have our own way of saying in our minds that that person needs to change. But I have a question to you today. If God sees you right now, are there things in your own life that you know deep within you, that God Himself wants to see you change? Paminsan sa ibang tao, ang galing nating punahin. Paano kaya tayo? Pag tinignan tayo ni Lord ngayon, ano kaya yung mga bagay-bagay, yung mga certain attitudes, yung mga ways natin, pag-uugali natin, yung mga reactions natin, na inuudyokon ka ni Lord, pinapakita ni Lord sa'yo, na kailangan magbago ka. That's very important. You know why? Because I believe that what we're going to talk about today is very crucial in the life of a disciple. In fact, when Peter himself wrote this, he was referring to not for the unbelievers, but he refers to the believers who were scattered around. And these believers are new in faith. And he wrote this for a reason. That's why it's so important for us to know that life change is an inevitable, it's an inevitable result of following Jesus. It's part of the life of a Christian. The change is seen in us. And again, going back to this series, what a good example for us to see Peter. This is a story that we chase Peter for the whole nine weeks of this series called Forward. And when he got saved, listen to this, Peter was not the kind of guy when he got saved, he was a leader already, no. He had some flaws. He had some weaknesses. He had some struggles. And based on his life, he could check it out. Probably we could relate to him and say, yeah, I could relate. Someone or the other, I did this just like Peter. In fact, all right, looking at his life, he was not an apostle just like that. He went through tough times. He went through persecutions. He went through temptations. He went through pressures in life beyond his imagination. And guess what? When he started to follow Christ, that's the time that he experienced change in his life. It is a fact that every one of us, if we're serious about following Jesus, part of the deal, part of the package is this. God wants to see change, and He will change our life. In other words, life change means that every believer, a disciple, exhibits a life that is set apart for the purpose of God. And this is so important. This is huge in our lives. As a disciple, we're not just here just for the sake of following Jesus. No, we're not just here to read our Bibles. There's a reason why. There's a reason why our faith is hinged on the person of Christ. Because when we do that, guess what? The next thing that will happen is life change, or what we call transformation. Are you here with me? Now, the question is, for a disciple to experience life change, what does it take? What are the things that we need to follow and see for us to really experience transformation? Are you ready for this? Verse 13 says, therefore, preparing your minds for actions and being sober-minded, set your hope fully in the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. First things first, if you want to see change to happen in our lives and the other believers, the whole church, this needs to be done and needs to change. You know what is that? It's called change of mind. Everybody say change of mind. Mind refers to beliefs. Kung gusto po natin magbago, kailangan baguhin po natin yung pag-iisip natin. Gaya nung nasabi ko last Sunday, yung guy na fina-follow up ko, when I followed him up, he opened up by saying, Pastor Mark, just want to let you know, nag-yoshi pa rin ako. Okay, pero unti-unti na lang, hindi katulad nung dati. To my mind, I know. But listen to this. When did you give your life to Christ? A month ago. When did you start smoking? He started smoking at the age of 13 or 12, and then he's now 30 years old. Think about this, for 17 years, he had this system as part of him that he needs to smoke. But he was aware that he's smoking. He was opening up. I was glad about that. I was glad and just blown away with his own humility and transparency. To me, that's not an issue. We will take care of that. And God will take care of that. But this guy just got saved last month. Okay? But the whole point, I was trying to talk to him about our one-to-one, and it's called repentance, because change of mind has something to do with us repenting. And repenting is not saying sorry because, Lord, I got convicted today in this Sunday preaching. Tomorrow, I'm going to do it again. There's two kinds of sorrow. It's called worldly sorrow and godly sorrow. The Bible tells us, worldly sorrow, you got convicted, iyak pa, tas the next day, balik ka na naman sa buhay mo, walang pagbabago, wala akong repentance noon. Ang repentance, yung nagbago ka, at pinipilit mo, miskin mahirap, dahil si Lord talaga inuudyokan ka, at you have come to your senses that I need to change. A good example of that is the prodigal son. Remember that? When he received all the inheritance and riches, he called for a party and spent everything he got. He lost all his money and wealth, and he saw himself, all right there with the pigs eating their food. And the Bible says when he realized, when he came back to his own senses, change of mind says, what am I doing? I'm a fool. I need to go back to my father and ask forgiveness. And that's what he did. Malayo pa lang, grabe, tumatakbo na yung tatay, hinahag na siya. Kasi nga, all it takes is for him to realize. And it's a picture of a changed mind. If we are to change, then you got to repent, turning from your sin, turning 180 degrees, and following Jesus. It's just like this. You know, I'm facing a spotlight. I can't look at that. It's too bright. Right? And here's what it is. If I turn around, I could see my shadow. And this is darkness and this is light. When I repent, I'm turning away from my sin, my habits, my weakness, my struggle, turning 180 degrees and start to follow God. So I'm leaving my sinful nature, my shadow, and my dark world. That's what it is. If you really want change, you need to do your part. That's what repentance is. It talks about sober-minded. It means being steady-minded. Do not sway. There are certain mindsets that we grew up with. May mga sarili tayong pag-iisip na totally against the Word of God. One time, I was in the CR. Kinamusta ko yung isang a person who's coming here. O, kamusta ka na? Sabi niya, ito po, Pastor, okay na okay ako sa awa ng Diyos. Do you know the word awa ng Diyos is a religious term? It's not biblical. Yeah, God has had mercy on us. But you're going back to your old sinful life. He's a changed man. And sometimes there are ways that we are to change the way we think, our mindsets, that sometimes people have a hard time overcoming because they have a certain mindset within them that needs to change. Kaya nga sinasabi po ni Paul sa Romans 12, I want to quote it, supposed to be Peter, but it emphasizes, be transformed by the renewing of your minds. How do you do that? By God's word. And not only that, he talks about the scripture that we read. It says here, set your hope fully in the grace of God that has been revealed through Jesus Christ. Set your hope on the grace. Why? I have a good news for you. No matter how many mistakes that you've done and you make a big blunder in your life, it's the grace of God that caused you to be restored and caused you to be forgiven and caused you to have the strength to say no and be recovered and get back on track in your spiritual walk with God. Can you say amen? That's why we put our hope in the grace of God. It's the grace of God that caused us. It's Jesus' finished work. Not my own work, because we're doomed. There's nothing that I can change. Even though sabihin natin, gusto ko magbago, ito na naman ako, magbabago na naman ako, hindi ako mabago, bago kasi nga, I'm relying on my own strength. Kaya iba takot magbago? Talaga takot ka, because you're relying on yourself. Kaya nga may God, hindi church, but the church here is for you, for the church to point you to the finished work of Christ. Kaya yung songs natin, didn't you get it? The cross says it is finished. It is a done deal. You don't have to be to live a life that is defeated and miserable with death and all these issues. Why? Because Jesus had did it for us. Can you say amen? 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 18 says, but grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord Savior Jesus Christ. We got to grow knowing the grace, the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Remember when we started this year, our theme is this, knowing God. And we got to grow in our knowledge of who Jesus is in our own lives. Friends, I want to encourage you right now. We're serious about this. Some of you have just a flicker of faith. Bukas na bukas din, ganyan pa rin yung buhay natin. But we don't condemn you. We want to encourage you. It's up to you if you want to be strong. It's how you love God and change your ways by changing your mind. You know what the word repentance is? It's changing our mind so that God will change our direction. If we change the way we think, then our lives will be changed. Secondly, for a disciple to experience life change, verse 14, as obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance. You know, when I don't know God yet, or when we don't know God yet, we follow what our passions are. We just follow what we want to do, no matter what. I remember growing up, I was very religious. But I know exactly what I want. And sometimes when I want something, you know what? I will break laws. I will violate laws because that's what I want. I remember being the president when I was in UST. I'm the president and I know how much money, our funds. And you know what? I made decision to get funds for my sake. I'm not a Christian, okay? I was so religious. Alam mo yung nangyari sa funds? Pinandedate ko. Pinandedate ko. Kinukuha ko doon. Okay? Grabe! Alam ko mali. Alam ko hindi dapat for some reason my advisor asked me to give an account with all the spending. Alright? And I had the money. On that moment, for some reason, I was so good. Grabe kaning talaga. When you do something wrong. I tried to manipulate. And I was able to explain it right there where the money goes. And we have the money. So it happened that I had money. I said, sir, intact yung pera. But sa loob-loob, sabi ko, paano nangyari to? I was corrupting. There's no difference between, that's why there's corrupt people in the government, because if you're not saved at an early age, think of that. I was doing things that would hurt my family. That would hurt my mom. That would hurt people. In basketball, I will hurt you. I'm a tiger. UST Tiger, okay? If we're going to play basketball, I'm sorry, all right? No holds barred, all right? We'll dominate on you. We were taught, all right, not just to play gulang, but talagang titirahin ka namin, babalyahin kita, sasahurin kita, magaling ka, sige, sumabay ka sa akin. I was like that. I grew up that way. I was doing based on my passions. If we are to change, number two, we got to change our hearts. Why is that? Simply because in Mark chapter 7, he said, "When what comes out of a person is what defiles him." Jesus said, "For from within," everybody say, "from within." Out of the heart of man come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. Sounds family, right? It's who we are. We're born to do this. We don't need a temptation for us to give in and say, "Tukso layuan mo ako." No, you don't have to be tempted. It's part of us. Comes from the heart. The issue is our passion. The issue is our hearts. That causes us to be defiled. That's why there's no way for you to change. So magbago sa buhay mo, pansandalian lang yan. You're gonna give in and give in to sin because that's who we are. We're sinners. That's why we need a Savior. We need someone to save us. Our religiosity will not save you, will not change you. Then how come, Pastor Mark, someone says, you know, I was changed. Yeah, tingnan natin. Because apart from God, you will never be changed. There is no way a person be changed apart from the grace and the power of God and the Holy Spirit working in us. Do you hear me? Let me share to you a friend who's been a leader and has been having a problem with drinking. And he's a friend. I've been praying for him. And one time he hit bottom. He hit something in his life that caused him to think. All right? He's a drunkard. He goes to church, gifted. Think of that. Problem is something inside of him, his desire, his passion, that he can't let go of this drinking habit. And so I happened to see him just this week pala. Sabi ko, bro, kamusta na? Kamusta yung pag-inom natin? So I know. You know what he said? Mark, bro, I repented. I repented, and because of that, I submitted it to God. The desire is no longer there. That even you give me a San Miguel light right here, I will not even touch it. The desire is no longer there. Peter was talking to us regarding not to be conformed in the passions of your ignorance. In fact, even Paul in the book of Romans says, do not conform any longer to the patterns of this world. But Peter pointed out to you your heart's desire. Why? Because what do you mean by passion? Passion means your heart's burning desire. Whatever you deed, the very thing that you love the most, God is so interested in. Because what you love the most more than God is your God. And that is your passion. That's the reason why you keep on doing what you're not supposed to do. Because it controls you. It becomes an idol. And if you want to see change, you got to grow up. We got to ask God to change our hearts. And that's why 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 10 to 11 says, once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Before I urged you as sojourners, meaning strangers, and exiles, meaning aliens, to abstain from the passions of the flesh, which war against your soul. Friends, let me submit to you, there's a war going on in you. You know what? It's the war of passion. It's the war within you. It's not a war between outside world. It's a war that you face every single day that sometimes you get condemned. You got so guilty. Hello? Because deep within you, there's a war going on. And sometimes you give in. Most of the time you give in. Why? Because that passion is controlled by you and not of God. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 2 to 3 says, so as to live for the rest of the time in the flesh, no longer for human passions, but for the will of God. Peter was saying, hey, look, as long as you live the rest of the time, you Christians, you got to live no longer with your flesh, the passions of the flesh, or human passions, but for the will of God. Kaya paminsan hindi natin alam yung will ni God. A lot of people will ask, ano ba yung will ni God? Kasi nga, di ba, masyado tayong consumed dun sa passions ng flesh natin, but the will of God. Verse 3, for the time that is past suffices for doing what the Gentiles, when you say Gentile, it means far from God, all right? Far from God. People's far from God before. They want to do, or living in sensuality, passions, drunkenness, orgies, drinking parties. Lawless idolatry. I want to encourage you, my friends, whatever the Holy Spirit is speaking to you, some changes. Let's not think of the change of the person next to you, but you yourself. God knows, and God is here. I don't know you, but the Holy Spirit is here. He knows exactly the things that God is convicting you and say, would you lay it down? For you to change, you got to change not the sin, but your passion that sin has come from. Does that make sense? Importante po ito. Sinasabi ni Peter, hey, look, you have received mercy already. You're the people of God. I was just thinking, like my son, no matter how many times my son disobeys me, I know it's coming from the sinful nature. But I'm there for him. He will get mercy. Every time he comes to me, say, sorry, done deal, I forgive you. Let's pray. Let's deal with this. And he will sometimes have a hard time doing so. Okay, let's pray again. I will remind him, but I can change him. He can change himself. But he's part of my family. Just like we do. We need to grow. And I urge you today. The reason why you're giving in, giving some sorrow, even in your own blind spots, is because there's no one who will stand with you. There's no one who can pray for you and support you and urge you and challenge you. This is very important. Change of mind. It's our beliefs. Change of heart. That's our passions. Not sin, but the passion. And for a disciple to experience life change, the third one, let's check in verse 15. For as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct. Since it is written, for shall be holy, for I am holy. Number three, it's a change of lifestyle. It means holiness. Change life of a disciple has something to do with an understanding of change of identity. Everybody say change of identity. If we understand who we are and our identity, automatically, eventually, it will change our behavior, our conduct, our lifestyle. It says there, but as he, wow. Think about this. Peter was standing, hey look, it's he. It's not you. The reason, the idea of holiness, it's not something of us humans. It's about him who saved you, who delivered you, who justified you, who forgave you, who redeemed you, who gave you the strength and the grace. It's all about him. And for us to change our lifestyle, the Bible tells us it is he who called you as holy. And you also be holy in all your conduct. There's a big difference. It's like be versus do. The Bible tells us, he commands us, be holy. He didn't say do holy. First things first, we got to know our identity. He said this, be holy. You are holy. You are part of God's kingdom. He's the one who caused you to be holy. You already are holy, so be holy so you can do what needs to be done, what needs to change, the behavior, the lifestyle, the conduct. In fact, I'm going to say this. If you read the half of chapter 2, the whole chapter 3, chapter 4, chapter 5, Peter was pointing out how you conduct yourselves, how to change your lifestyle as servants dealing with masters, as wives and husbands, as people ought to follow Jesus. At the same time, he said this, we change our mindsets that if you're going to follow me, listen to this, you'll be persecuted, you will suffer. And there's a way for us to understand what suffering is. He who called you is holy. In fact, the word holy, you know what it means? It means set apart. It means uncommon. It means different or being different. Yun po ibig sabihin ng holy. And I want to say this, you don't do things for you to be holy. You don't do things for you to be a Christian. I don't do good works because I want to be Christian and I want to be holy because I'm different. No, you are already different. I'm already different. That's why I have I do things that is uncommon. You say no to sin, that's uncommon. You say no to lust, that's uncommon. You turn off the internet when you're causing you to sin, hello, that's uncommon. That's being different. When people do something that is not right before the Lord, you make a stand, that's uncommon to the world. But for us, that's who we are, because you are a holy person meant to do conduct and change the way we live and change the way we think and change our hearts. Why? Because of who He is. Because He is holy and He made us holy. Can you say amen? Because Jesus is holy. He wants us to do holy things. That's why He wants to impart that to you. He wants to let you know you are holy. That is why we can do things differently. Naintindihan po ba natin to? You know, our identity, our new being is instant. When you give your life to Christ, the Bible says you're the Son of God right there and then. Right there and then, you are holy. I just want to let you know that. Yet, our doing, our behavior is progressive. Hindi nagbago kagad. May mga bagay-bagay tayo nagbago. May mga buhay sa akin nagbago over time. It takes the grace of God. Alam mo, sa mga nagbago sa akin talaga, sobra akong mapamura. Lahat may PI. It's part of me. For some reason, when I pray to the Lord, because I was doing Bible studies, the Lord convicted me. I submit to Him, Jesus, can you change me? Holy Spirit, here I am, I'm preaching the word, and I still say, when I prayed that prayer, right there and then, I knew God cleansed me. God took my sin out. Never. I was in UST way back 1989. Never said a word. Never said a curse. But there are things that I submit myself with all the struggles I had a hard time dealing with. That's why I have to go through Victory Weekend. And people need to help me overcome. And that's the power of association. That's the power of brothers standing with you no matter what. You know, it's very encouraging. There's this lady by the name of Bernadette Espejo. Bernadette Espejo just walked into one of our youth services. One Friday, she just walked in here that there's this loud noise. She came in, and then one of our ENC ladies, whose name is Lady approached her, and she said to Bernadette, can I do one-to-one with you? I said, of course, sure. She shared one-to-one. She gave her life to Christ, one-to-one. She found her identity, had a problem with her identity, confused and all that. When she gave her life to Christ, understand the foundations of faith, guess what? Right now, you know what she's doing? She's now sharing one-to-one to her friends. Think about that. Give the Lord a big hand for that. That's why this is huge, all right? She was growing just like that. And when she found her identity, now she started to share the same power, the same word that changed her, the same God that gives her a new identity, and now she's sharing her faith. And she started to go through this journey. It is so important for us to understand, when you know who you are in Christ and what He has done to you, you started to change your conduct, your lifestyle, patterns, habits, little by little. I'm not trying to tell you overnight. There's no such thing as overnight change. In fact, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 12. Keep your conduct among the Gentiles honorable, so that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day of visitation. Peter was trying to pinpoint, hey, look, since right now you are holy, so when you go out there, people will accuse you. And guess what? You got to make sure that you understand who you are so that your conduct will be honorable. He pointed out what Jesus did. In chapter 2, verse 21, it says there, to this you were called, because Christ suffered for you, leaving you as an example that you should follow in his footsteps. How many of you know, we're talking about conduct here. We're talking about change life, change of lifestyle, the way Jesus lived. Remember last Sunday, we talked about him being a man, that we could relate to him. Whatever weakness that we have, we can turn to God. And here's what it says. He left us with an example that we should follow in his footsteps. Here's what he did. He committed no sin. No deceit was found in his mouth. When they hurled insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly. Wow. He made an example. How many of you here, you're the guy who easily reacts? You're a guy that you will not, you know, you're not going to allow, that you're not going to get even. You don't join them, you get even, right? How many of you here, even in driving, makat ka lang. Pag kinat ka lang sa driving traffic, O dito lang siguro, sa parking lang, nag-uunahan kayo, di ba? Dahil ayaw mo malate, masasaraduhan ka rito, nag-uunahan kayo, di ba? Yung pala, pareho kayong taga-Victory, Hindi lang, yung dati pa, yung nagbukas tayo rito at sinara natin na 800 capacity na, pinagsarahan ka, nagalit ka, pati yung asher na mura mo. How many of you had problems with that? Don't you worry, I have that too. But God has been so faithful. He's changing us. Show the way. When they heard insults, he did not retaliate. But the Bible says he entrusted himself. That's what we need to do. It's to entrust ourselves to God. Lord, I submit this weakness. I submit my sin. I surrender this, Lord. I can't change myself. You want to change? You got to grow. You want to change? You got to entrust yourself to him who judges justly. And I want to backtrack a bit. It says there, who judges justly. At the same time, when people would do wrong, made a mistake that will hurt us, big time or not, pag na-hurt na tayo at may nagkasala sa atin, ano yung sinasabi natin? Sinasabi natin, Kristiyano ka pa naman, ginawa mo yan. Pastor ka pa naman. You know what? Wait. Why would you say that? You know why you say that? Because you got hurt. You want to get even. And you judge. You're not a judge. You're going to judge back 10 times. What do you think you are? We're a bunch of perfect people? We better be careful. Because there's only one judge. That is Jesus himself. But we got to learn how to entrust ourselves to him. Can you say amen to that? Let me move on. It says here in verse 24, he himself bore our sins in his body on the tree so that we might die to sins and live for. Do you realize how powerful this is? Jesus did it for us. It is finished. He died once and for all, nailing all our sins, all our problems, all our situations, all circumstances, all our sufferings for us to live righteously. But by his wounds you've been healed. And here's the good news. For you were like sheep going astray. Like Peter, like him, he was referring to himself. But now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. You know what? One thing about Peter, in Matthew chapter 15 or 16, remember last Sunday we mentioned about Jesus asked him, who do you think I am? Elijah, John the Baptist, and Peter stood up and said, Lord, you are the Son of the living God. Jesus said, Cephas, Peter, this was not revealed to you by man, but my Father. He had a revelation of who Jesus was, and that caused him to hold on. But you know what happened? If you're going to read that all throughout the last part of that chapter, Jesus was explaining to his disciples, I'm going to go to Jerusalem. I have to suffer. And I have to die in the hands of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law. And my life will be handed over to him. You know what Peter says? He said, no, Lord, that will never happen to you. You know what Jesus did? He set him aside, rebuked him. He says, away from me, you Satan. You are a hindrance. He said this in front of the face of Peter. You are a hindrance, Satan, of God's will. And your thinking is not of God, but of this world. What was the point? Even Peter himself made a big blunder. And yet, during the time, the moment when Jesus was there suffering, he denied Christ 3 times. But what did Jesus do? He didn't leave them like that. How many of you believe that God has the right not to go back to Peter? He was offended. He was disowned, right? He was rejected by his own men, the leader of the pack. But afterwards, he went on, talked to Peter, restore his faith. You know what the scripture says? For you were like sheep going astray. Maybe you're going astray. Maybe there's some issues that you face. Burning desire. There are things in your thoughts that's hard for you to overcome. But now you have returned to the shepherd, the overseer of your soul. God will never leave you nor forsake you. He's there for you. He will never leave his very own. Kaya nga tayo, binago na tayo ni Lord. Kapag nagsabi sa iyo, di ba pag nakikita yung mga pagbabago sa buhay na, uy, grabe, nagbago ka na. Oh. Nagbago ako, binago na ako kay Lord, naki Lord na ako. Hindi sa victory ha, naki Lord na ako. At hindi lang yun. At binabago pa ako ni Lord. Yung pagbabago po natin, hindi overnight, progression po yan. Is sin an issue? To God it is. But He loves us most. That's why we work at it. God wants you to grow. And the reason sometimes you don't embrace is simply because of your thoughts. Baka mami, ma-expose ako dito. We will stand with you no matter what. And you know why we need to grow? You know why we need to mature? You know why we need to change? Change of mind, change of heart, change of lifestyle. You know where it's coming from? Peter nailed it to this. The very imperative why he wrote this. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, here's what it says. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to his great mercy. Not according to our good works. According to me changing myself. No, you can't change yourself. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again. Who caused us to be born again? God himself, because of his mercy, to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. In this world, in this life, your struggles, your weaknesses, your problems that you're carrying today, guys, let me tell you this, there's a living hope because of what Jesus did. That he's no longer there on the cross, he's no longer there in the stone, he's alive, and he knows our situation, and he's the one who oversees our soul. The only thing that you can do is to entrust yourself and say, Lord, I humble myself. A disciple is someone who exhibits, reflects who Christ is. It's progression. It's continuous change. Not right here, tomorrow change ka God. It's continuous change. Whatever your struggle is, Jesus can take care of that. But will you turn to him today? Would you repent? Would you say, Lord, I want a change of mind. I want a change of heart. Change my passions. Because I know who I am. You made me holy. That's why I'm different. That's why, Lord, I'm uncommon. That's why, Lord God, I'm set apart for you and you alone. God wants to see change in your life. Would you make the decision to grow? Will you move forward and be like Christ?